This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website, News and Air official mobile, and it will be streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will pay an official visit to India from today until the 29th of October. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that it will be the first visit to India. The visit of President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and President Sanchez have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara, a flagship Made in India initiative in the aviation sector, which is being set up by Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO chairman Dr. S. Somnath has said that India's aspiration is to expand its contribution to the global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years. Delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 on Indian Space Odyssey in the Search of New Frontiers, in Akashvani's Rang Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Somnath said that currently India's contribution to the global space economy is just 2%, and the country wants to expand it. Our correspondent reports that ISRO chief emphasized the need for increased collaboration from more stakeholders engaged in space sector. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life in rural areas. Addressing the convocation ceremony of the University of Health Sciences and Ayush located at Nava Raipur, the president said that the states like Chhattisgarh have inexhaustible reserves of herbs. Early in the day, President Murmu attended the convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Bhelai. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through a natural lifestyle. Congress has released another list of 16 candidates for upcoming Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has nominated Sachin Sawant for Andheri West Assembly seat and Asif Zakaria for Vande West Assembly constituency. Earlier in the day, Congress has announced the names of 23 candidates for the state assembly elections. The deadline for filing nominations for Maharashtra election is on Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with the union ministers and senior BJP leaders, will campaign for the ruling Mahayuti alliance in the upcoming Maharashtra assembly elections. The BJP has released a list of 40 star campaigners, including Mr. Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari, and Ashwini Vaishnaw, among others. Additionally, several BJP state chief ministers will also join the campaign efforts. India slammed Pakistan for raising the Kashmir issue at a United Nations Security Council debate, calling it despicable for the mischievous provocation based on the tested tactic of spreading misinformation. During the UNSC debate on women building peace in changing environment, India's permanent representative to the UN, Parvathini Harish, delivered a strong right to reply against Pakistan. He criticized Pakistan's attempt to bring up Jammu and Kashmir in the forum, accusing political propaganda at an inappropriate setting. And that is the end of this news bulletin.